Son of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. This is the Voice of Victory with the presiding bishop of Victory Bible Church International, Bishop N.A. Takiyaboy. We are blessed with growing and thriving churches within and outside Ghana, and our mission is to convert people within our community in all creative ways, developing them into fully functioning followers of Christ. Now, today's message, hear the voice of the Spirit as you listen to the Bishop N.A. Takiyaboy.
This is Bishop N.A. Takiyaboy, bringing you the Word of God, bringing you reading my Bible again. In reading my Bible again, we have been looking at prayer, but prayer in the context of the court of heaven. We have been looking at prayer in the context of coming to a judge. Now, when we talk about the courts of heaven, the courts of heaven are so many. I want you to get that clear. The courts, when we talk about the courts of God, the courts of heaven, in heaven, just like if whichever country you live in, there's a place for justice and fairness and rightness. There's a place to seek redress. When you feel cheated, when you feel something is not right. And in the same way, for every citizen of the kingdom of heaven, there is a court. And so there is a court. There are various kinds of court. There is the court of inquiry, where you go to find out, just like you go to court to inquire. And there's the court of records. So you go to find out, what are the records on my behalf? What is in my bloodline? It's a record. You want to find out, God, why? Why am I sick? God, why is business not going very well? God, why am I not understanding this? So we call it the court of systems and strategies. So there are all kinds of courts, but we are looking at the court of mercy and judgment. And that is the court we are looking at. And we can find our main text. Sorry, we have to read it till it sticks. In Luke chapter 18, from verses 1 to verses 8. And I'm reading from the NLT, but I'm combining NLT and King James. One day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. They should always pray and never give up. There was a judge in a certain city, he said, who neither feared God nor cared about people. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly, saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, I don't fear God or care about people, but this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she's wearing me out with a constant request. Then the Lord said, learn a lesson from the unjust judge. Learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. Unjust judge, but rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice? God will surely give you justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night. Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find in the earth who had faith? And so Jesus here was teaching about prayer. And then he tells us a story. That is the practical aspect of Jesus. Whenever he tells you something, he asks a story so you don't ever forget. And last week we learned about the righteous judgments of God. But do you know there are unrighteous judgments as well? There are unrighteous judgments. When we read Psalm 9, verse 3 to 20, it says, when my enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence. For you have maintained my right and my course. You have maintained my right and my course. Note it, Psalm 3, verse 4. We are reading 3 to 20 and we are drawing lessons from there. It said, when my enemies stand back, they shall fall and perish at your presence. For you have maintained my right, one, right. And that is why in some countries, they have the court of human right. How much more the judge of all the earth, who is our lawgiver, who is our judge, who is the one that would save us. For you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on the throne judging in righteousness. You sat on the throne judging in righteousness. You have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. Oh, enemy, destructions are finished forever. And you have destroyed cities. Even their memory has perished. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment. So what maintains God's throne is justice, is rightness, is fairness. Verse 8, Psalm 9, verse 8. He shall judge the world in righteousness, and he shall administer judgment for the peoples in uprightness. The Lord also would be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble, a refuge for the oppressed. Any oppression over your life, any oppression, any wrong judgment that the accuser is enforcing over your life, today we fight it and we resist it in the name of Jesus. Remember that the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion, declares his deeds among the people when he avenges blood. Kapakoria, shtakadozo, brekafula, yambrakado, o wakabuka fangarade. When he avenges blood, he remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the weak, the cry of the humble. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Consider my trouble from those who hate me. You who lift me out from the gates of death, that I may tell of all your praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in your salvation. The nations have sunk down in the pit which they made, in the net which they hid. Their own foot is caught. Kapakori ada. May the foot of those who are against your destiny, those who are against your future, those who are bringing accusation in your body, those who are accusing you in your body, in your bloodline, may the avenger of blood avenge you. Kapakoria, Elia Mronka Duzabre Davula Yambrakada. Just like Abel said, God, avenge me of my blood, avenge me of this unrighteous death. That is why today we are asking that the Lord will avenge his people from every attack of every disease, every spiritual attack that you sleep. And somebody comes to attack you in your sleep. You sleep, you dream, and you forget your dream. The Bible says that when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we shall dream dreams. Your dream that comes in the night, your ability to dream, to make wealth, your ability to dream, to increase in your life. In Psalm 9, as we get to verse 14, it said that I may tell of all your praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I rejoice in your salvation. The nations have sunk down in the pit which they made, in the net they hid. Their own foot is caught them. The Lord is known by the judgment he executes. The Lord is known by the judgment he executes. He said, you watch this unjust judge. He said, this widow is driving me crazy, but I'm going to see that she gets justice. I am praying that you will get justice. You will get justice because the Lord is known by the judgment he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his hands. Meditation, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, do not let man prevail. Let the nations be judged in your sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. The psalmist here is recounting all the good judgments of God. But do you know that they are unrighteous judgments? They are unrighteous judgments. And I'm going to show you, give you an example of an unrighteous judgment. And that can be found in the book of Job. Do you know that from Job's account, we presume that Job should have gone to court And I don't know for what reason Job did not respond to God. I know you haven't heard it before. But from this scripture, it means that all that was happening in the book of Job chapter 1, when the council met together, Job should have responded in the court. How do you respond in the court in heaven? How do you respond in the court that witches and wizards have had concerning you, that you have been visited with stroke, that your child has become wayward, that life is treating you unfairly? What do? You need to go to court. And how do you go to court in this our time? Through prayer. Let's look at Job in Job 23 from verses 1. When I read it in the New Living Translation to help you. Then Job spoke again. My complaint today is still a bitter one, and I try hard not to groan aloud. If only I knew where to find God, I would go to his court. This is Job. Job 23 verse 3. If only I knew where to find God, I would go to his court. But you and I are blessed that we know where to find him. That he came to us and he told us that whosoever finds him have found God. He said, have I been this long with you? And you're asking, how can I find God? And here we find Job saying, if only I knew where to find God, I'll go to his court. I will go to his court. Just like Jesus told us, men always ought to pray, never to faint. And he said, there was in a city a judge which feared not God. But we have a judge, the righteous judge, who will judge righteously. So that when witches and wizards, when Satan even takes us to a court, just like he took Peter to court. And Jesus said, I've prayed for you that your faith faileth not. That is when the New Testament is said that your adversary is seeking whom he may devour. And in 1 Peter 5, 7, going, Peter just made a statement and he said, you have an adversary roaring like a lion who is seeking to devour, a devouring lion. Not, that can be overcome by the lion of the tribe of Judah. I pray for you that this will give you faith in your heart. This will make you rise up from that bed of affliction. This will make you rise up and make that declaration from the court of heaven that I shall not die, I will live and declare the word of the Lord. That you will declare that in my bloodline, this disease should not happen to me. That in my family tree, this is the sin that was committed. This is the altars that were built. But Lord, I come in repentance. And one of the key points we'll be learning, not today, is repentance. And here we find Job saying, if only I knew to find God, I'll go to his court. I will go to his court. When you read from the King James, it doesn't bring it clear. King James says, oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. But I like the New Living Translation. It said, if only I knew where to find God, I'll go to his court. I would go to his court. And so when you are praying every day, there is an element in prayer which means you have gone to court. You have cried enough. You have been cheated enough. You have been brought down enough. You have been attacked enough. You feel inferior enough. It is time for you to go to court and to say, judge of all, you brought me into this world. When generations before me went to consort, when they built altars, when they made sacrifices, I was not there. It is not fair for them to eat sour grapes and for me, my teeth, to be set on edge. That is what Jesus said. He said, the time is coming, according to Ezekiel 18. He said, the time will come when they shall no more say that the fathers have eaten sour grapes and our teeth is set on edge. And so for that unrighteous thing, which we see clearly in scripture, which is not consistent, means we must go to court. And like Job said in Job 23:3, if only I knew where to find God, I would go to his court. I will lay out my case and present my argument. So do you know that going in prayer means that you write out your arguments? That is why we have prayer points. And that is how come we develop prayer points.
The Voice of Victory returns right after this break.
Victory Bible Church International presents 3 nights of impartation, restoration and divine encounter, dubbed Supernatural Impartation. Speakers for the night are the presiding bishop of BBCI Worldwide, Bishop N.A. Takiyaboy.
Anybody that is stopping my destiny, I speak vengeance in the name of Jesus.
And Archbishop Charles Ajinasari of Perez Chapel.
Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You are the anointed of the Lord.
Save the date from 3rd to 5th July 2024. Venue is the VBCI Dominion Sanctuary, Awoshi, and time is 5:30 p.m. each night. Come and be transformed. See you there.
Now the Voice of Victory returns.
There's a difference between going to court in prayer and just praying for hours for relationship and for intimacy. I want you to note the difference. We have prayer like Jesus prayed, where Jesus continually prayed for hours, the whole night, midnight, early before day. That is for relationship and that is for intimacy with God. So there are all kinds of prayer. But what we are learning here is the prayer that you go to court and you present your cause. You present your strong reason. And so Job says in Job 23 verse 3, if only I knew where to find God, I will go to his court. Verse 4, I will lay out my case and present my arguments. Then I will listen to his reply and understand what he says to me. Will he use his great power to argue with me? No, he will give me a fair hearing. Honest people can reason with him, so I'll be forever acquitted by my judge. Unfortunately, Job says, I go to the east, but he's not there. I go west, but I cannot find him. I do not see him in the north, for he's hidden. I look to the south, but he's concealed. But he knows where I'm going, and when he tests me, I'll come out as pure as gold. For I've stayed on God's paths. I've followed his ways and not turned aside. I've not departed from his commands, but I've treasured his words more than my daily food. But once he has made his decision, who can change his mind? Whatever he wants to do, he does. So he will do to me whatever he has planned. He controls my destiny. No wonder I am so terrified in his presence. When I think of it, terror grips me. God has made me sick at my heart. The Almighty has terrified me. Darkness is all around me. Thick, impenetrable darkness is everywhere. So this is Job going to court. But we, by the grace of God, Jesus has come. So our going to court is two different things from Job's scenario and our scenario. But here, Job says, honest people can reason with him, so I will be forever acquitted by my judge. Today, any unrighteous judgment against you, any unrighteous counsel, and any false judgment that hell has prepared for you, as we lift up our voice, we want to diffuse it, every false judgment. And we'll be looking at false judgment. Look at Ezra chapter 4 verse 4. It's quite lengthy, but will take time. Because each false judgment against the Israelites was designed to keep them from accomplishing their destiny. So what is a false judgment? False judgment is anything designed for you not to accomplish your destiny on the earth. Anything designed that your relationship with God would be frustrated. In Ezra chapter 4, from verse 4 to 24, I can sense that there's somebody who is hearing voices that life is not worth living. Life is not worth living. It is because there is a false judgment against you. Kalo yamra kadu zapriende volo yamandoa. Ah, we terminate at the court every false judgment, every false accusation, every writ of summons laid against you from the court of hell, and they are squeezing your body, and you get up and you feel weak, you get up, you feel tired, and you are hearing voices, negative voices, kamutakaradi, every court of hell that has ganged up against you, that have gathered together, let the righteous just scatter them, scatter them, scatter them, scatter their plans, scatter their imagination. Wherever your name has been mentioned unlawfully, wherever your name has been mentioned in a dream, whoever has injected you in a dream, whoever has traded your life, exchanged your life, that you must die, that they must live. Hola yamra kadusa, amata zubrenda vunda yamiko rodiza bita kando alaya mrongede fungazi shatamboroni. Hey, that in the name of Jesus, every false accusation brought against you in your office, every false accusation brought against you through your examination, and that is why they are able to swap that they have made a verdict from the courts of hell. Hey, the Lord reverse it. Job said, I'm going to court, because they raised an accusation against Job. He didn't know what to say. He didn't have, I don't know whether he didn't go to court, but from what we read, that is why he said he has made his judgment. But hey, Job at the same time said, honest people can reason with him. So I'll be forever acquitted by my judge. Let's look at this scripture in Ezra chapter 4, 4 to 24. Then the people of the land tried to discourage the people of Judah. They troubled them in building and hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even unto the reign of Darius, king of Persia, in the reign of Ahasuerus, at the beginning of his reign. They wrote an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. They wrote an accusation. So you wake up all of a sudden, you feel down. You are pursuing a dream, a vision, a destiny in life. All of a sudden, you feel like throwing the towel and giving up. All of a sudden, life is no more worth living. All of a sudden, you want to jump out of that marriage. All of a sudden, your children say, a teacher spoke to me in class, and the way the teacher handled me, so I don't feel like going to school. Ah, your child is hearing a voice. He's hearing a voice of accusation. And that is why we speak against that unrighteous and false judgment, that accusation. Amara Beza, it said they wrote an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Artaxerxes. Also Bishlan, Mithran, Tabel, and the rest of their companions wrote to Artaxerxes, king of Persia, and the letter was written in Aramaic script and translated into Aramaic language. Rahum, the commander Shisham, the scribe, wrote a letter against Jerusalem to the king of Artaxerxes in this faction. He wrote a letter. He wrote a letter against them. Rahum and Shishan then begin to detail accusations against Israel and imploring the king to halt the construction of the temple. They had a multi-pronged approach. First, these men sought to invoke discouragement. Secondly, these men caused trouble. Thirdly, then they hired people to be various accusations. So when you see accusations coming, when you see accusations, when you see pointing of the finger, when you see aspersions, when you hear Satan saying that you can't make it, you can't make it, you need to rise up and go to court. You need to go to court, like Job said, like Jesus taught us, that men always ought to pray. Don't give up. Even when you feel weak, you feel sick, don't give up. And let me tell you a testimony, an encounter I had. I was praying with a young lady. And whilst I was praying with a young lady, a spirit manifested. And the spirit said, I didn't want you to come to church today. So I put sickness on you. I made you weak so you won't come to church. But thank your daughter who prevailed on you that you should come to church. That is what the witchcraft spirit that had manifested was saying. So you would think you are weak. You think you are tired. Hey, but it's a multi-pronged approach of accusations. Watch it. Watch it. When you see a coordinated attack, when you see the results of false judgment arising from the courts of hell, verdicts from the court of hell, it could be from your wife, it could be from your friend, it could be from somebody who should encourage you rather discouraging you. These wicked counselors, they want to stop you, and they have taken a verdict from the court of hell. Sometimes they would not even know. That is why Jesus told Peter, coming from, I pray for you, that you have given up your dream, you have given up your destiny, and you have thrown your arms into the air. You are calling your corner man, throwing the towel, and you are giving up. This day, I pray for you that coordinated attack, you see, that false judgment against you, like Job, go to court and declare, Kapakori ada zobriada. Do you know that the greater the threat to the works of darkness, judgment against you, you'll be able to overtake in Jesus' name. When you read Ezra chapter 6, 1 to 4, Ezra chapter 6, verse 14, it says, so the elders of the Jews, do you know judgment is to control you? But if it cannot control you, it will try to condemn you. If it cannot successfully condemn you, then it will try to kill. It will try to assassinate you and assassinate your character. That is what they do, false judgment. Let me take my time, because we are going to court. And at this court, in our prayer, because Jesus taught us that the voice of accusation, the voice of false judgment, they go to court to get verdict against you, why you should die young, why you should die before your time, why you should give up, why you should just be discouraged and stop pursuing your dream, your career, your destiny, and why you can't marry that person any longer, and why that person has also given up. I've prayed for people, more than one, more than two, more than three, more than four, where spirits have manifested, and the spirits are saying, I have a covenant to marry my own son or to marry my own daughter. Can you believe it? Kalaya bro Kaduza. I prayed for somebody who their husband was sick of stroke, and the spirit that manifested said, I married my husband, my son, and my son should take the lead. That is why I gave him the sickness. But the wife was too strong, so she was not dying. I prayed for somebody. I couldn't believe it. And when I prayed with the person, they said, she sent her passport. They can't get the reply. But if she wants her passport, then she should leave my son alone. What? Things happening in the spirit realm. And so today, don't forget, I would say it so many times, that false judgment, false accusation, that you have to take to the judge to avert it, to change it in prayer, is one, when they want to control you. But if they cannot control you, they will try to condemn you. And if they can't condemn you, they will kill you. So anytime at all you hear somebody trying to control you, but they cannot control you, they will try to condemn you. But if they are not successful in condemning you, then they will kill you by assassinating you or assassinating your character. But in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, as we come to court, Lord, touch your people. Set us free from the voices of accusation. Can you imagine somebody is upset because you are praying? Somebody is saying we pray too much. My friend, what do you want us to do? You don't say people go to nightclub too much, but we pray too much. What do you want to say? Do you want us to stop praying when God said men always ought to pray and never to faint? When the church, as the ecclesia, the legislative body of God, can legislate Satan out, and you say we pray too much? The Lord help us. The Lord help us.
Thank you for listening to The Voice of Victory from Victory Bible Church International. We believe in the ability of God's Word to change lives. So, having been blessed by today's message, please find time to visit our Dominion Sanctuary situated at Awoshi Junction off Tetekwashi Malam Highway or any of our branches wherever you may be. For more information, please call 0242-186-634. You can visit our website www.vbcint.com or www.takiyaboy.com. Takiyaboy is spelled T-A-C-K-I-E-Y-A-R-B-O-I. Please send your mails to takiyaboy@gmail.com or vbcint@gmail.com. For prayer request and prompt response, send your short SMS to 0270-337766 or 0244-143363. And for daily inspirational messages from the Bishop, send VBCI to the short code 1496. Victory Bible Church International. Jesus is our victory, for there is no God like Jehovah.